Welcome to Hachzeik, the Daily Mussar Impact Initiative.
Shel Davar, as he sums up what we just learned. The more we think about it, the more we'll feel it in our hearts, the more we'll be in touch with it. The more we realize, wow, we have siyata d'shmaya, we're doing better, we have a tekufa that we have more money. Oh, it's kulay hashkachas Hashem. We have a tekufa where things go well for us, we have simchas. It's coming from Hashem. The more we connect it to Hashem, we really feel it's coming from Hashem, the more it'll be mechazik. Habitachin, v'yaniya yelet, b'tchilas inyana, b'teach al shtei imoy, k'moy shenem, v'tchi al shtei imoy. Kashatich zekag... A yelled when he's born, he knows his mother's there for him, she takes care for him. When he grows older, he knows his mother loves him and watches over him. Like he felt in his mother. When he realized that what his mother is doing for him has his father behind it, then he puts his bitachon on his father. When he grows older and he starts to work on his own, as then his bitachon is not on his parents anymore, because he's independent, he has his own source of income. He has his own life. As he doesn't have bitachin on his parents anymore. And he has bitachin on himself. As his neighbor answered him, you have a good surgeon that he makes money from his hand, or somebody who has a very good hand for cutting diamonds or drawing, as he puts his bitachon in his hand because he feels that's his hatzlacha. As this person said, calls man, he has his hand, as then he'll have parnasa. Very strong, that because he put his bitachon in his hand and not in Hashem, he thought only if he has a hand he's okay. It's not totally Hashem. He was nenesh begodol. That's for a big baal madreika. But for all of us on a level, we see that how important it is not to lose ourselves. You know, people are good at different things and they say kol zman I have my kaiches, it's going to work, and they don't realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's behind those kaiches. And even with all your kaiches, things go up and things go down. We see all the time people are successful, it goes up, it goes down. Sometimes we're together with someone and he used to be one of the big supporters of the mirror, used to be honestly one of the big mirror, and things changed. We moved around. He still has money, but not what he used to be. People go up, people go down. And people are down, people go up. Hakol biyad Hashem. When you're talking like Tirfa, Yidei Zulasai min Abriyas, Yasu Bitchoinai Aleyem, Yitunuach Nafshe Aleyem. People who are supported by other people, as he's Boteach them, Shetasa Yira Chisreinam, Yitzocham El Aboyri Yisbarach Yashu Bitchoinai Allah, Yismach Allah bin Yonav, She'en Lo Yecholus Bem. As what happens, when do people meet Hashem? It was once on a plane and it was flying, and all of a sudden there was turbulence and the plane fell very much. There was a person who was watching his smartphone, Marish, whatever he was watching something on his smartphone, and all of a sudden everyone went into panic. He quickly took out his sitter and opened it up to Tillim and started davening away. Everyone was with panic. God, the plane was going up, falling, and then stopping and falling. Everyone was with panic. As people get wake-up calls. When do they get wake-up calls? When things happen. People are sick. All of a sudden they wake up. They start saying Tehillim. They start davening to Hashem. We need Hashem. There are different things in life that wake people up. Rather, as soon as the... But what happens with this? As soon as the turbulence cleared, as you think the guy kept his Tehillim? Of course not. He put his Tehillim back and then he took out his smartphone and started to watch again or on the screen, whatever it was. As when a person's only bitachon is when he hits that matzav, the rest of the time he's not connected to Hashem. How important it is to realize all the time who's saving us, all the time who's with us. We don't have to wait for those moments when we get shaken up, when the missiles are shot, then everyone starts believing in Hashem. You have to believe in Hashem all the time, because everything that's going on, we're all tali on Hashem all the time. As this is the big mafsidei habitachon. When a person sees, it looks to him like his parents, it looks to him like his business, it looks to him like his skills. That's what helps makes a person lose bitachon, and even when you have emunah and bitachon. But in day-to-day life, it's an assignment to keep that feeling of bitachon. We have to be mechazik ourselves and keep the connection and constantly remind ourselves that everything is from Hashem.
You have been listening to a shiur by Hachzeik. If you have been impacted, please share with others. For the daily shiur, please visit hachzeik.com or call 516-600-8080.